Egypt's current ruling military council says Mr. Morsi will take the oath of office in front of the Constitutional Court. But the president-elect is vowed to assume his post in front of parliament, a parliament dissolved by the military council. Some observers say it could be the first showdown of a prolonged power struggle. Editor and political analyst Rania Almalki.
If Morsi backs down on this announcement that he's going to be sworn in before parliament, it's going to be an indication of the general tone of his tenure.
While the military council may be Mr. Morsi's biggest challenge, Almalki says other pillars of the past will also give him difficulty.
Right now, he's also coming into a very hostile environment. I mean, the holdovers from the previous regime control the state bureaucracy in general. And I think it's going to be difficult for him to navigate that hostile territory.
Political activist and blogger Wael Khalil believes Mr. Morsi is well aware of the resistance he will encounter.
To get rid of the old regime, you cannot really get rid of it when you get power. It's not like a key with to all the dark hole of the holes of the old regime.
Some observers say Mr. Morsi will need to work with existing power centers on such key issues as security and the economy. Activist Khalil argues expectations are high and Mr. Morsi has no choice but to move quickly.
The challenge is really to tackle the real problems and the real, and to make a quick improvement, not to solve all the problems, but he needs really make the revolution pay for the majority of Egyptians, which hasn't happened till now.
But with undefined powers, a skeptical public, and a military leadership digging in, Mr. Morsi faces an uphill battle. The first skirmish may play out at his inauguration. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.